What the f***?
No, it's okay. On this show, you can say fuck.
Welcome to another episode of What the Fuck. I, of course, am Josh Hadley. Jillian is still indisposed. I got my friend Charlie McMullen, our new regular backup. Does that make sense, Charlie?
It's made sense my entire life. Why should it stop now?
Well, hey, George Carlin was always proud that he was the first permanent guest host on The Tonight Show. That
makes sense. I never fucked a 10, but one night I fucked 5 2s.
So, all right, let's just get right into, since we're talking about fucking, let's get right into this week's...
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Charlie, would you have liked a free vibrator?
Opposed to one that I would have to pay for, yes.
Because in Boston, there's some controversy. Trojan decided to give away, they did a huge giveaway for a bunch of vibrators. And there was controversy over this. Originally, it was supposed to take place in front of City Hall, and City Hall decided, for whatever reason, that's a family-friendly place. Yeah, because of all the fucking that they do of the populace, I'm sure it's a family-friendly environment. They could not hold the giveaway at City Hall. Is this just stupid or what? I mean, if they're giving away free vibrators, just think about this. The Energizer company must have been doing great sales that night.
They just keep going and going and going.
I'm sure there was NARA battery to be found in Boston the night of the giveaway.
Mine runs on watch batteries, so those things last forever.
What is it about today's culture? They were checking IDs to make sure no underage people got in. Why can't Trojan give away the free vibrators at City Hall like, say, Hasbro would if they were giving away Spider-Man action figures?
I know what you mean, and I think what pissed me off the most about the whole thing overall was that the reporter was calling it an X-rated event. It is not an X-rated event. That would denote the use of adult language or nudity.
Tutorials, yes. Maybe?
Yeah, a tutorial that might have been an X-rated event, especially with like a tip cup on the edge of the stage. But it's not an X-rated event. It's a product giveaway like any other. I don't know what the big deal is. I think people, I think like from a parent's concern, the big thing would be, you know, if the kid asks what's going on over there, then you would have to explain to your child what a vibrator is. Or you could just say, don't worry about that, and keep walking. But no, people in this country don't do that anymore. They're just incapable of accepting things like that. They just say, no, because I disagree with this, I have to protest, and I have to express indignation, because where else is it going to go?
Well, and Charlie, think about it like this. It comes down to that old saying, 50% of people admit to masturbating, the other 50% lie about it. It really comes down to that. I mean, seriously, who's being hurt in this? So you're giving some people some pleasure. You know what the most ironic thing to me is? The people who were protesting this are the ones that need a good cum more than anybody else, huh?
Amen, brother.
So that just, if you were in Boston last weekend, you got free vibrators, but you might not have heard about it because of the controversy.
Yes, on behalf of the rest of America, we're sorry if you missed out on a free vibrator. It may never happen again.
So let's get into the first topic. Now this one, it doesn't really go with vibrators, but it's another war on women. Why can't, answer me this, and we'll be talking about this a little deeper in the third segment. Why are Republicans, especially Republican women, so anti-woman?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's just a monkey see, monkey do. I mean, Republicans are flock-like in nature, and they will support whatever they're told to support.
Because the big controversy, I guess every time you're on, we're talking about some controversy, isn't it?
Just one of those things.
And it actually started with the same Bob Costas thing, that NFL Joven shooting.
I saw that. There was something about, you know, like advocating that Cassandra Perkins should have had a gun, and that if she did, then she could have protected herself. Some stupid bullshit didactic thing like that.
Well, and then what happened was, this was on the Fox News channel, Dana Perino. Oh my God, Dana Perino. Dana Perino said that women should either carry guns or make better decisions. What the fuck? Okay, I'm a guy. I'm pissed at that. What she's saying, basically, it's tantamount to, if a woman gets raped, it's her fault for being a woman or being alluring or doing something to make a guy rape her.
Yeah, her fault for putting herself in a rapeable situation.
Yeah, do you, the listeners, understand why this is so offensive? Coming from a woman, no less.
And it's also offensive because it's coming from someone who made the decision to say something that fucking stupid.
Talk about making better decisions. And this is, we need to point out, this is Dana Perino, former speaker for George Bush. This was his press secretary. And
gosh,
this is
I just wish that was a surprise.
And this is the same Dana Perino that had to be told what the Cuban Missile Crisis was after she spoke about it. In one of the speeches she was reading, she mentioned the Cuban Missile Crisis, and she had this kind of, look on her face, and she actually had to ask other staffers what that was referring to.
Then she had to call her travel agent and cancel her vacation to the Bay of Pigs because she thought it was a resort.
This is the same Dana – the reason I'm bringing that up is this is the same Dana Perino that's not exactly known for high intelligence. Don't get me wrong. She's cute as fuck, okay? She is very fuckable. She is really
okay,
cute.
We are really going to have to disagree on that. I think she is jagged.
I think she's – okay, but I also kind of have a castrating bitch fetish.
Which is probably a topic for another time.
Right, but I'm just saying, I think Dana Perino's cute. She's dumb as a fucking stump, which in a way makes her cuter. And I'm intentionally trying to be as sexist as possible to balance her sexism.
Yeah, because you got to have balance.
Right, because I know people are going to call me on that, and it's like, yes, that's intentional that I'm doing this. What is it about – you've got the Republicans with this nonstop war on women. Do you remember 3-4 years ago, maybe 2008, maybe 2009, when Bill O'Reilly was trying to blame a rape victim for being raped? He said, then maybe she shouldn't have been dressed so provocatively. She clearly wanted men to pay attention to her.
Yeah.
Again, what the fuck?
So I remember a little bit of that. I mean, whenever like I hear anything about Bill O'Reilly, I stop listening as soon as I hear his name. But I think I do remember a little bit something like that. What case was it? Because it was a case that was getting a lot of press.
It was one out of New York. I hate to say this, but there are so many. There are so many rape cases, and that's a sad statement in and of itself, that there are so many of these rapes that hit the news. I don't remember exactly which one it was. I just remember Bill O making that idiotic comment. I mean, this is the same Bill O'Reilly that tried to blame a child rape victim for not fighting off his attacker harder because the guy was giving him a PlayStation and letting him play video games all day.
It is also the same Bill O'Reilly who wrote the worst fucking romance novel ever written.
Would that be the falafel or the loofah?
It would be the blue falafel.
This would be the Andrea Macris novel?
I don't remember what the title was, but I remember I found like an excerpt of it online somewhere. This was like a couple years back. But I remember reading it, and I was like, Jesus Christ, this is bad. Like, being the worst romance novel when they're all pretty shitty is like being the dustiest coffee table in Pompeii.
This war on women. Jillian and I have talked about this endlessly. What it comes down to is, why have not women fled from this organization? How can someone like Dana Perino, my opinion, an attractive woman, say something so asinine?
Republicans are flock-like, and they will do what they're told. It's like a Manchurian candidate without a trigger word.
How can a woman who puts herself in public situations all the time complain about other women for maybe making better choices? Or was she trying to say Jovan's girlfriend should have known he was psycho beforehand?
Should have shot him before he shot her. And that seems to be the Republican solution to everything. Just more of the problem until it cancels itself out. I mean, I don't want to bring down the intellectual credence of the show right now, but it reminds me of like multiple situations on Futurama. To deal with the garbage ball, more garbage. To deal with global warming, more global warming. But the difference is, that's a goddamn cartoon. These people are suggesting it as a means to deal with gun violence, more guns.
Yeah, because it's that old adage that if everybody had a gun, there'd be no gun violence.
Because all the people that can perpetrate gun violence would be fucking dead.
Garbage problem, solution, more garbage. That's exactly what the Republicans are doing, though. Their solution to the tax deficit, more tax deficit. Their solution to the budget crisis, increase the budgets. You know, it's their solutions don't make sense.
Yes, their solution to troops dying in Afghanistan, more troops.
It's just keep throwing shit at the situation and maybe it'll correct itself.
It's reactionary, and it's bad for the country. I mean, Dana Perino's comment, that struck me as horrifying, first of all. But then I realized that there were three other allegedly educated adults sitting around her that just let it slide, did not say anything.
Yeah, and one of them was, in the previous segment, trying to argue for gun control. So I just assume the guy's kind of liberal. So, Charlie, what is it about this comment that you think is offending so many people? That it was said outright, or that it was said by a woman, or that it was said by a Republican, or a combination of the three? Because I see this would have still been controversial if, say, Bill O'Reilly or Sean Hannity said it. This seems to be really controversial because of the fact that Dana Perino is the one that said it.
Well, I mean, it was controversial when Bill O'Reilly said pretty much the same thing. I don't think it especially bothers me because it's coming from a woman, because idiot is idiot, regardless of gender. It bothers me, A, that she said it, and B, she was surrounded by three other people who, and none of them disagreed. God, that it just kills me. I mean, it's really ignorant, and I think that's a good example of the overall problem facing the country in general, but the media in particular. People would rather have something to say and then worry about whether or not it makes any sense, or whether or not it's right, or whether or not it's detrimental to their argument. People just want to have something to say, and that's a shitty attitude to have.
I would rather be silent and thought a fool than open my mouth and remove all doubt. Okay, everyone knows I'm not a fan of Fox News, but this is what they do. This is what Fox News does. Fox News just says things, you know, in a way. Maybe I'm giving Roger Ailes way too much credit. I don't know. But he is a pretty smart guy. In a way, he might instruct people like Bill O and Dana Perino to say these things to start a controversy to get more attention to the channel.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's no such thing as bad publicity.
Maybe this is a calculated scheme by Roger Ailes. I don't know.
I think you might be giving him a little bit too much credit in terms of having thought of that. I don't know. I mean, I think it's good for people to have a platform to espouse their bullshit, because it's cathartic and it actually limits violence in the real world, because we have a platform to espouse our bullshit. And I think I'm, you know, I can't speak for everybody, but I think I'm a better person for it. But what bugs me is that there are so many people out there that take all this shit so seriously.
Bill O'Reilly kept saying somebody should take this guy out, take him out, take him out. And then when one of his psychopaths goes and does it, he's like, well, that's not what I didn't want him to be killed. Well, what the fuck were you asking your psycho fans to do?
Exactly. God damn it. This pisses me off. I'm actually getting more pissed off as we're talking about it.
Well, I hope our listeners are getting pissed off, that I am not going to do the opposite of what we talked about last week with Bob Costas. I am not calling for Dana Perino to be fired.
Well, no, she was doing her job. She was just doing it poorly.
Or with Roger Ailes, that'll go, you're doing good, babe. And he'd be the kind of guy that would call a woman a babe to her face, despite sexual harassment laws, too.
I don't think she should be fired, and I don't even think she should be written up or given a verbal warning or whatever people with real jobs do. But I think she should have to go to rape victim support groups.
Sensitivity training?
Exactly. Tell those people that it was their fucking fault, that they should have made a better decision.
That's the other thing the Republicans like to do, blame the victim.
Yeah,
if you always get raped, blame the victim. If you get raped, it's your fault. If you get robbed, it's your fault.
If you get laid off, it's your fault for not making yourself indispensable.
Yeah, I love that one. I don't remember which one said that, but I remember during the election, if you're not so good at your job that they can't live without you, it's your fault that you got let go.
Right. I want to say Steve Doocy said that, but I could be wrong.
That is circular logic in an almost Ouroboros shape of the snake eating its own tail, you know?
Yeah.
That's circular logic that I don't even think Mitt Romney could have thought of.
Which it's also circular reality, because saying that on the air is doing your job poorly.
Dana Perino, you have to keep the source in mind that this is a woman that is so stupid, being the mouthpiece for the highest office in the country, didn't know what the Cuban Missile Crisis was.
God damn. I'd be surprised
if she ever heard of a Cuban other than Mark. On that note, we're going to go to Heart Attack. Charlie and I are going to be back. We're not going to be talking about a news story. We're going to be talking about stupidity.
Hey, it guys, Hart D. Fisher from Heart Attack here. And normally you'd hear me ranting and raving about some political thing that's got a bug up my ass or another, but today I want to talk to you guys about the Safe Cig. When I was growing up as a kid, my father smoked 3 packs a day, my mother smoked 2 packs a day, and when we went on a family camping trip, he rolled up the windows for the air conditioner, so we rolled down the highway in a goldfish bowl full of smoke. It was nuts. Well, tell you what, folks, I wish my father had this when I was a kid. SafeSig is a new technology that offers a real alternative to smoking tobacco cigarettes. That's right, it's an alternative to smoking tobacco cigarettes. No tar, no ash, and has virtually no smell. So go on down to www.thesafesig.com. No secondhand environmental health or fire risk. So if you've got a hubby or a wife who likes to smoke in bed at night while she's reading her favorite James Patterson novel, well, hey, you don't have to worry now if she's smoking the SafeSig, because it's not on fire. So, folks, I've got a really good deal for you. If you want to try out the SafeSig, you can. You're going to get 20% off if you use the code HORROR. That's right. Use the code HORROR, and you're going to get 20% off your order of the SafeSig. And that's THESAFECIG.com. So go ahead and check it out today. Get your 20% off. Don't forget to use your code HORROR.
Hey, guys, it's Hart D. Fisher here, and you're listening to another episode of Heart Attack. And after the last few episodes where I got to trounce some of the dickholes who have been fucking with me and trying to steal from me, it's time for us to get back to what we do best at Heart Attack, which is take some names and kick some ass. And tonight, Josh, have you heard about this Canadian filmmaker who's on trial because his horror channel is too real?
Okay, I am sick and tired, Hart, of hearing about people that are going on trial for obscenity. In this day and age, there's no such thing as obscenity. People should not be going on trial for this shit. And I'm not sick and tired about hearing about it. I'm sick and tired about this happening, is what I mean.
It's the truth, folks. What we're talking about here is a young man named Remy Couture, who is a Canadian citizen, and he created a horror website that's the idea is that this is a serial killer's website. And he has been sitting, waiting for 3 years to go on trial because the Canadian government has arrested him, saying that his website undermines fundamental values. Now, what the fuck that fucking means, I have no idea. But what we see here is a horror director is being prosecuted because his horror work is too real.
It reminds me, do you remember, I'm sure you've seen Cannibal Holocaust, Hart?
Dude, I've seen so much worse than this. One of our creators at American Horrors, John Speck, was arrested by the police in St. Louis for the same thing. John Speck did a great documentary film for American Horrors called Ashmore Estates, Fear in the Flatlands. And John was arrested by the police in St. Louis for the same thing. Some people reported that he was dumping bodies in a dumpster when all he was doing was getting rid of his makeup effects. So now we have a guy who's been sitting, and I just found out about this week, guys, or else you would have heard about this sooner. I want to thank Luke Fisher for bringing this to my attention. Luke, thank you very much, because this is exactly what we need to talk about. No one's died. No one's been hurt. No one's been sold drugs to, but somebody made a horror website that's too real. And so now he might go to fucking jail. He's in Montreal. The police investigators have pulled him in. They pulled him under gunpoint, even though they thought that his videos weren't real, even when they arrested him. Mr. Couture, he faces 3 charges. Of what? He made a horror movie for the web, and now his country is trying to put him into jail? He has a 7-woman, 5-man jury is about to hear his case in Quebec Superior Court. Now, and the trial could last up to 2 weeks. What is this going to do to horror filmmakers in Canada? Because I've been going around, and there's the Soskia sisters who have American Mary, which has been picked up by Universal. How is this going to affect their work? How is this going to affect my work? American Horrors is on the web. So is somebody in Canada going to drag me into court and try to put me in jail in Canada because I have a horror film that's too real?
Think about it like this, though, Hart. I don't like him going to trial at all, but when he wins, and I have a feeling he will win and be acquitted, that
would
be
know
a
that.
Huge fact.
I don't honestly know he's going to win, because in America, I'm the publisher of Michael Diana, the only cartoonist in America to be sent to jail for cartoons. These weren't even realistic cartoons. They were stylized cartoons, and he still went to jail. Now, here in America, we've got a little thing involving the church. You know, there was this $600, $700 million settlement for churches Catholic churches in Los Angeles who had molested children. And their priests hid these child molesters from the law. They aided and abetted child molesters. And what we have now is, after 5 years of settling on this court case in Los Angeles, with Mahoney was the cardinal here in Los Angeles, and they settled with the victims of all these pedophile priests, and the LAPD was very interested to get the paperwork from the church to find out who aided and abetted child molesters within the church. And the church has given them their files, and guess what? They're all redacted. All these files of real criminals molesting real children, and the people who helped them hide from the law, hide their crimes from parents, the church who helped hide these people and put them into new parishes, into new priesthoods where they could molest more children, they're not in jail. But this guy who made a movie, a horror film, they want to throw him in jail. I'd like to know how many Catholic priests in Canada have gone to jail for aiding and abetting child molesters while this guy has been sitting on trial for 3 years waiting to find out if his fake movie is going to put him in prison or not. This is the kind of thing that drives me insane. Why is it okay for the church to have a license to molest children? They have a license to molest children. They are untouchable by the court. People who hide child molesters from the law, well, if they do it for God, it's okay. Are you fucking kidding me? You motherfuckers. All these cocksuckers at the church, where's the outcry? Where is all of the people who are so upset over these horror films? Where are they about real children being fucked in the ass in the Catholic Church? Where's the government to protect me from them? Where's the government to protect my children from them? They don't give a fuck.
No, they don't. And that's part of the problem. Now, I have to wonder, this is just the part of my brain going off on this. Say this guy was an American citizen and made this movie in Alabama or Florida. Do you think he still would be charged with it? Or do you think this is a Canadian versus American kind of ideal?
No, man, this is exactly the kind of case I've been waiting to see happen in America, because what we've been finding is we're seeing American citizens go to jail because they ordered Japanese hentai porn. We have a lot of issues with this happening in our country, and I think that if the politics are on one side of the equation, like in the Franklin affair, if you guys look up the Franklin affair, it's a book by Nick Bryant. You'll see all about how the government in the U.S. hushed up a child molestation ring. And this goes on to this day. That's part of why Heart Attack has been hacked off the air. Why do you guys think What the Fuck disappeared from the air for about a month in July when we had our servers attacked by hackers? Do you think it had anything to do with the influence we've had on political cases with the internet?
I hope it did.
Fucking A, you know it did. The reason that people have targeted us, Josh, and targeted Heart Attack, and targeted What the Fuck, and have targeted you, it has nothing to do with what you say about Buffy the Vampire Slayer. It has everything about how we interfere with politics, because politics is money, guys, and money is power. And that's what this stuff is about. It's all about that. What are we talking about here? We're talking about some poor artist in Canada who might go to jail because he made a movie that's too real. Yet here we are talking about another case in America with guys who helped child molesters, guys who hid child molesters, priests who kept child molesters from being brought to justice. Why? For their own selfish reasons. And they're free to this day. And there is nobody pursuing them. The LAPD had expressed interest in pursuing further court cases into this child molestation stuff once they got these reports from the church. Why do the police have to wait 5 years to get these reports? Why do they have to wait? Why the fuck did they have to fucking wait to go after child molesters but they can go after this fucking artist who just made a fucking movie? But these assholes who fuck children in the ass are still on our fucking streets because they're waiting years to get information from the church. Now, do I sound angry? It's because I get really angry when you tell me about children being victimized. I get furious. And they're waiting. And more kids are getting molested. Who knows who else These priests have shuttled off to some parish in Ohio or Kansas, and they're busy fucking your little daughter in the ass or touching your little boy's balls.
That actually happened here in Wisconsin. We actually got some of those priests. Back when I worked at Channel 26, there was a huge court case here where one of the victims was suing the Catholic Church for transferring the priest after he complained about it. He was like 15 at the time. He's like 30 now. They transferred him around, and then they found out later that this priest had numerous abuse allegations against him from L.A. So that happened. They shipped those fuckers here to Wisconsin.
You see what I'm saying? So that, like, kids in your neighborhood have been molested because of what these priests in L.A. did. They aided a child molester. They helped a child molester to continue to molest more children. Now, how come they're not in jail? How come they're not being pursued and hounded the same way a gangbanger is? How come a gangbanger who's selling coke, pot, or what have you, is pursued more relentlessly by the police than a person who's raping children? Seriously, guys, I would rather see a child molester in jail than a cokehead in jail any day, because a child is the ultimate victim. They're innocent. They've done nothing. They don't deserve that. It's horrendous, absolutely horrendous. And the fact that it isn't pursued further makes me really question a lot of the people that we have elected to office. It's a part of why I'm politically active. I'm very politically active. Here in Los Angeles, we have a city councilwoman who is on trial right now for leaving her child unattended in City Hall while she was out partying with her assistant at a bar. Now, I didn't read about that in my LA Times. I read about that in the LA Weekly. I have a free giveaway newspaper for the Highland Park area where I live in. And there's all these talks about all the murders happening and all the muggings that are happening and all the violence that's going down in my neighborhood. But if I go look in the LA Times, there's nothing about these murders. There's nothing about these home invasions. There is nothing. We are being led around the nose, folks. We are not being told what is happening in our country. This notion that crime rates are dropping is bullshit. They're lying to us at every step of the way, and we as a people have to rise up. This is part of why I keep coming to the vote, and they say, oh, your vote don't count. You keep putting new people in office to do what you need them to do. If I lose a fight the first time, do I give up? No. I go back in the dojo, I train harder, and I'm going to beat that guy the next time. That's how you win. You don't whine and complain and sit on your couch and go, woe is me. It is time for us to rise up and take a precedent and seize control of our government, because it's about the people for the people. And this is why we have to be active. Jury duty, go. This is important for us to take a part in our governance. And I know I'm kind of back to what I've been flogging, and the elections are over. Nobody wants to hear about voting. But we have to take an interest, because these scumbags in government don't give a fuck about us until we make them. And it's cases like this that just blow my mind. It just absolutely blows my mind. And this is part of why I do Heart Attack every week, is I want to enact change. I want to make my world a little bit better. And I think that as we come into our one-year anniversary of me doing Heart Attack, Josh, it's been wonderful. I'm so happy you brought me in. I love doing this show. I'm happy to talk to the people I'm talking to. But, folks, we got a lot to do. This is our country. This is our planet. And the more the bullies try to make us think we're helpless, the more we're going to show them we're not helpless. We're in control.
When will man ever learn that when he pollutes the air and the water, he declares war against nature? American International Pictures presents Frogs, the story of the day nature strikes back. See Frogs, in color, rated PG. Frogs, today the pond, tomorrow the world.
Why do you think this country values stupidity and ignorance over intelligence? An example would be like what we talked about earlier with the Dana Perino situation. How does she rise to such a high place?
I think it's because Ich bin ein Berliner means I am a donut. It is 95% how you say it and 5% what you're actually saying. It kind of goes back to what I was saying earlier about people wanting to say something rather than saying something right. I think people, if they act like they're outraged, then people assume that they understand what's going on. That is very seldom the case. I think people that are outraged get more attention just by barking the loudest.
Not going to single out Fox News in this. I'm going to say MSNBC, CNN, the New York Times, Washington Post, the Progressive, everything. I think we are the most divided our country has ever been, especially when it comes to politics. And those divides tend to be along intelligence lines. Because you'll notice there are all these people that are true Merkins, you know, the people that are people protesting at the border. If you can't speak English, get out of my country. You know, they're holding up the signs that are misspelled while bitching about people that can't speak English coming into the country. And you've got these people that, like Sarah Palin, she made it so far. And she is one of the dumbest women I have ever seen run for political office, let alone win one. And it just makes you wonder, does our country value stupidity over intelligence? I mean, keep in mind, Charlie, this is the same country, the same culture, where calling someone an Einstein is an insult.
I just think people value stupidity because, I don't know, people don't like to use their cognitive thought. People don't like to use their imaginations. They especially don't like to think about what they're seeing. They don't like to provide their own insight into the world around them, the external stimuli. People want to be told how to think so that they don't have to do it for themselves.
Movies are a huge thing in America. I was just watching the documentary on 12 Monkeys on the DVD. The test screenings, the number one problem that came back, the story was too difficult to follow.
Right.
Now, if anyone's seen 12 Monkeys, it's a complex story, yes. Difficult to follow? No, not if you're paying attention. These people would rather have Transformers Revenge of the Fallen over 12 Monkeys. It's a bunch of robots fighting each other. I ain't got no thinking involved.
This kind of reminds me of something I was told by a newspaper editor a couple years back. The comic strip on GeekJuiceMedia.com, The Men from Cyclopolis, that ran for almost a year in a weekly paper here in Pueblo, Colorado. I really liked how it was going. My editor really liked it. The people in charge of the paper canceled it. When the editor asked them why, they said, well, because it's not really a comic strip type thing. It's too obscure, it's too obtuse, it's too out there. And when I was upset that it got canceled, my editor told me this, and I will never forget it. He said, you're a Zach Galifianakis in a Zach Brown world.
You know the author Harlan Ellison, right? Do you remember that old TV series from the 70s, The Sixth Sense, with Gary Collins? It only ran for two seasons, but 1 year.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, Harlan Ellison was a story editor on that. And when he noticed that the executive producers kept sending his scripts back and asking him to be rewritten, he finally went to them and said, why? These are smart scripts. And he said, those people out there are like cattle. We have to make the Sunday funnies for them. We don't want smart or they'll leave. The producer, that's what he thought the audience was, whether the audience really was that or not, Charlie. He was saying, these are sheep. We need to write for the sheep. That's a pandering way to look at culture, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, you're talking about a guy who cannot yet do stand up for a living, but Jeff Dunham has two houses.
We value stupidity. Why does Larry the Cable Guy outsell Louis C.K.? Louis C.K. is a smart comedian. Larry the Cable Guy is not.
I think ultimately it just comes down to there being more of them than there are of us.
Which is a little scary in and of itself.
It's terrifying. I don't fancy myself an intellectual or anything else. I appreciate a good fart joke as much as the next guy. But when it gets to the point where people would rather just be passively entertained than engaged, that's where the problem comes in. That's when idiocracy becomes a cautionary tale. President Mountain Dew Camacho is right around the corner.
I really did like Mountain Dew Camacho, though. I think he would have been a cool run in this last election.
I think as a running mate, that would have been fine. I think if Mitt Romney had selected Terry Crews as that character, as his running mate, he would have done much better instead of Paul Ryan, who just looked like Mitt Romney's looper.
Paul Ryan He's another one of those. This is the other thing that comes down to, and I'm not changing the subject. We live in a digital age when anything you say to in a newspaper, on a blog, on video, on the radio, is easily Googleable, right? So how do you pull Paul Ryan where he says something and then the next day says, I never said that, and they play him the clip of it, and he just kind of moving on?
Yeah, it's like Mitt Romney in the 47% video with the hidden camera.
Do you not think people can Google this or YouTube it or find what you've said? I mean, it's one thing if the situation changes and your opinion changes, your stance changes. Okay, that's one thing. But to say, I never said that, well, here's the video. Wasn't me. It's like when you watch an episode of Cops. They bust a drug dealer, the camera never cuts away once, and they start pulling the bags of crack out of his pockets, and he goes, those aren't mine.
Exactly. And actually, Paul Ryan reminds me of this. I was reading this thing in Rolling Stone. It was an interview with Tom Morello, guitarist for Rage Against the Machine. He had read somewhere that Paul Ryan said he was a fan of Rage Against the Machine. This is a perfect example of people accepting the image rather than thinking about the subtext. Because if Paul Ryan actually listened to Rage Against the Machine's lyrics, they would know that they were just two steps shy of talking about him directly.
Yeah, but this is the same Paul Ryan that I believe it was him. One of the photographs on his website had a Nickelback poster on his wall.
Nobody likes Nickelback and Rage Against the Machine. It just does not happen in nature.
I just think nobody likes Nickelback. I mean, let's just not dumb it down.
That's what I was trying to say without saying it, with all due respect to Nickelback. But yeah.
Let's look at the mass music. Justin Bieber gets booed, right? In my opinion, rightfully so, when Gordon Lightfoot comes on after him and gets cheered. Fair enough. Why has Justin Bieber sold more in the last 2 weeks than Gordon Lightfoot has in his entire career? If people don't like Justin Bieber, yet he's selling millions of records. So clearly people do like him. I'm a little lost on the juggling act here, Charlie.
Justin Bieber is insanely more well-marketed than Gordon Lightfoot.
That's part of the problem. Gordon Lightfoot is so much more talented.
If you get Gordon Lightfoot on the Kids' Choice Awards and slime him, maybe he'll sell more records. Except the people that are buying Justin Bieber albums, they have disposable income, by which I mean no income at all. Those albums are all bought for him.
This whole stance of idolizing stupidity. We idolize the dumb and we demonize the intelligent. What is that one concept that always throws the mass populace off? Oh, it's just those scientists trying to talk down to us. You know, when you use big words, it throws people off and they think you're talking down to them.
Yeah, first it was wizards, then it was witches, and now it's scientists.
Yeah, because scientists are the most demonized subculture. That's not the right word, but it's the closest I can come to in our society today. The media loves to look down on that science that's coming down the pike.
Right. I mean, there's we live in a country full of people that deny global warming even exists.
We also live, and I have to call out some of the religious folk here, I can't see you being an intelligent person when you disregard what is right in front of your face because your precious little book told you that that's not how it happened.
I mean, if you believe that the Shroud of Turin magically misled carbon dating tests, we have very little to talk about.
It also comes down to like the Creationist Museum, where they have Jesus riding a dinosaur with a saddle. Because to them, dinosaurs did exist the same time as Jesus. Or the real nutballs, dinosaurs never existed. Well, what are those dinosaur bones? Those were put there to test the faith of the true.
And until I see God's signature on a dinosaur bone, I'm just going to, you know, I'm just going to disregard that. Because I don't know. I mean, I just think that it comes down to people just wanting to be reassured, wanting the thinking to be done for them. And if you can find that by, you know, believing what you want to believe rather than fact, then that's what you do. And people have been raised to do that for generations, like since the dawn of man. And there's no getting around it, man. It's not going to change. People are not going to wise up, at least not enough people to make any kind of a difference.
An example would be Rush Limbaugh. This man has been caught lying. blatantly bald-faced lying to the point where every piece of evidence contradicts him. Yet I still personally know people. To me, they've already lost the argument when they said, well, Rush Limbaugh says, you've already lost the argument if he's your go-to.
Yeah, but I would totally agree with that.
But there are people that believe what he says. I mean, he even admitted he was trolling his own audience for 4 years. When Donald Rumsfeld was let go, Limbaugh, huge backer of Donald Rumsfeld, I was talking about he's the man for this, blah, blah, blah. When Bush finally let Rumsfeld go, he's like, oh, thank God I don't have to carry water for this incompetent politician anymore. So right there, he just admitted he's been lying for 4 straight years.
Right.
Why would you think now he's telling the truth?
And Donald Rumsfeld is not the ideal wingman in that particular situation, given the video that existed. I saw this years ago. There was a video of Donald Rumsfeld shaking hands with Saddam Hussein because he was sent to broker the deal to give Iraq nuclear weapons.
We can't talk about intelligence without talking about schools. Public school, you and I have been out of public school for a long time. I think if we had to go back to school and put up with what our kids are putting up with, we'd probably end up in a watchtower, in a clock tower, sniping people.
And I think there's a lot of factors that go into that, because school today has so many more restrictions than when we were in school. I mean, because everything has to be taken into consideration. Are you infringing on anyone's religious beliefs by teaching this? Are you infringing on anyone's right to free speech by giving them this grade on this paper? Are you breaking any sort of rules? Do you have to have sufficient counseling for the kid if you say this? And it's just insane. I mean, there are too many rules that are hindering the educational process. I don't know, because I graduated from high school in 1998. Columbine happened in 1999. Every morning, I thank my lucky fucking stars that I didn't graduate a year later, because I would have been practically put in a rubber room when the world freaked out over Columbine back then.
And see, I graduated in 93, so I've only got 5 years on you in that regard. And even from what I saw from when I graduated to when Columbine happened, it was like I was asleep for 40 years. I saw school get so much worse. That was the era right between when I graduated and when you did. That was the era when they started bringing in the precious little snowflake philosophy.
We're all unique and we're all different.
Not just that. Not just unique and different. We don't keep score at gym, because if somebody wins, then that means somebody has to lose, and we don't want – basically, you are not preparing these people for the real world. To me, a high school diploma from 2010 on, you've only got a middle school education to me.
Yes.
Because you have not learned. I mean, I actually – before I left Channel 26, there were interns there. First year of college that didn't know common facts. Because you got to remember, we were a news station. So we'd be talking about some news item of something that happened, say, even in the mid-80s. And they'd be like, what's that? And I get that they didn't live through it, but how do you not know who Michael Dukakis is? How do you have to Wikipedia Dukakis through, you know, what's that word we've been dodging around? Education. Charlie, these were people starting college that didn't know things I knew in eighth grade.
I don't know. I mean, it's weird. I personally blame the over importance placed upon political correctness. I mean, because I'm thinking about this now, and I'm 25% Cherokee Indian, right? If we had the same level of concern over political correctness when I was in school, I would have been taken out of the class of my American history course when they talked about the Trail of Tears or something like that. I just think all the material that teachers are presenting to the students now has to be homogenized to the point where it doesn't offend anybody and people don't learn a goddamn thing anymore.
But there's also the fact of, and this is something that the right likes to do as much as the left does, both sides do this equally, changing history. To go back to Bill O'Reilly, you heard about how the Lincoln Museum refused to carry O'Reilly's book on Abraham Lincoln because of how many factual errors there were in it. So, of course, he called them a liberal organization that didn't want the truth about Lincoln.
Factual errors, by the way, that got past an editor and a publishing house.
Well, I think they probably saw Bill's name and thought, we'll just let him hang himself.
Yeah, which is not a bad way to go.
But I'm just saying, facts keep changing. I remember some of the stuff my son was bringing home. I'm like, that's not the way that happened. And I'd go and look it up and I'd be like, oh, that is the way I was taught it. But apparently they are now teaching it differently because of racial sensitivity. There are certain things like they don't teach internment camps for the Japanese in World War II anymore. They don't call them internment camps. And it's like you're changing the facts. You're trying to whitewash history. Stop it.
Yes.
You're just making us dumber.
When that happens, you don't learn anything.
I'm not advocating the use of the word nigger, but that was a word used a lot in the civil rights movement. How do you teach anyone anything when you just say N-word? It doesn't have the same impact when you're trying to show somebody as a racist scumbag, does it?
No, not at all. Oh, God. I mean, you can't teach a kid how horrible America was.
Still is in some cases.
Yeah, actually continues to be. But they don't appreciate anything unless they know how bad it was back then. And if you're whitewashing history, they don't learn that.
And that's part of the problem. We're not just whitewashing history. We're not teaching them anything. Every school I have seen from my sons, from cousins, from nephews, every school in my area allows people to use calculators in math class. So how the fuck do you learn how to do math?
We're living in post-smartphone America. I mean, take the average high school student right now, ask them what anybody's phone number is. They will not fucking know.
And I'm going to guess it was like this when you graduated in 98 as well. We actually had to learn things. We had to know things. If we were asked in the middle of the street who the 42nd president of the United States was, we shouldn't have had to go and look it up. And the reason I brought that up is 2 or 3 years ago, this one school did something called lunchroom quiz time. The kid took a camera and just he would go up to students in the lunchroom and ask them common questions like, who is the vice president of the United States? You would not believe how many Sarah Palins came back on that.
Oh, my God.
And it's like, well, his name would be Joe Biden, but okay. They were asked what the 50th state was. I cannot tell you how many people actually said things like, is Mexico part of the United States?
Oh, Jesus.
Is, you know, Canada? And this was not a comedy sketch. This was not people acting. These were things that people didn't know. And then they would go up and just ask them 4 times 4. And everyone would go for their cell phone. It's like, just do it in your head. It's 16. That's what it comes down to. We don't know anything. We look it up. And I'm sick of this, Charlie. It fucking frustrates the shit out of me what people don't know. I've gotten to the point where I can't even go out to pick up a pizza without overhearing two rednecks in line in front of me discussing something that is so factually inaccurate. And my wife just jabbing me with her elbow in the ribs going, shut up, don't start a fight, I don't have bail money.
No, I know exactly what you mean. I spend a lot of time alone.
It's sickening how much stupidity I see. You've got this culture of stupidity. You really do. I see people driving down the street with their cars all tricked out. They've got $10,000 thrown into their car. They have an Xbox 360. They've got a PS3. They've got a satellite dish. And their heat's been turned off. They don't have money for food.
And yep, you just spinning rims on a car you can't afford gas to.
Yeah. Your priorities are all fucked up now. It's because of this culture of stupidity that this country just engenders.
It's not even just stupidity. It's instant gratification. It's just so many things that are contributing to the downward spiral that our culture is in. It's really, really frustrating. I mean, I was not – I'll tell you this, Josh. I was – when I first came on the show, I was not this pissed. I am now.
I can hear it in your voice too.
It's not even anything new. Holy fuck. I mean, the sinking of the Lusitania, all right, that turned the tide of a war because of people's stupidity, people's willingness to believe anything if it'll assuage their fear.
And now people are going to think the Lusitania is an internet meme. Is that the new song by Skrillex?
Oh, God. I know somebody's going to name their baby Lusitania now.
Jillian and I talked about it when it came out. All those people that didn't know the movie Titanic was based on a true event. You mean the Titanic was real? I thought that was just a movie. Jillian and I had a good time talking about that one in a past episode.
That even bled over to Geek Juice Radio. I remember that.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, we talked about it on that. Geek Juice is where we can find you. Do you want to go through the spiel or not?
www.geekjuicemedia.com. You can see my short films, comic strips, and what have you. And Facebook or whatever. Or just send me a letter. I miss letters.
And we also can see your Men from Cyclopolis strip there, can't we?
Indeed. Zach Brown and his Zach.
So if people want to see what was too over the head of the Pueblo, Colorado audience, you can go to Geek Juice Media and see what those are.
It's just shameful.
And you can find me at 1201beyond.com, 1201beyond@gmail.com. You guys know the spiel. So until next week, fuck y'all. That's the best way people are going to understand it in this culture.
I enjoy large derrieres, and I cannot present falsehoods regarding such.
Give me a big ugly G, boys. Yeah, rednecks were in caves, banging sticks together. They was drinking homemade wine made out of elephant testicles and shit. There was the original redneck back in the caveman Cro-Magnon big dick days. The day that everybody had a big dick. All women had motors in their pussies. Nobody had a job. It was a glorious time on the planet Earth. Are you ready to hear my sideways super psycho girth? I am ready to shout Bama Lama down in Alabama. Are you ready, boys?
Yeah!
Oh! Yeah! We're full of leather, lust and skitter when the moonshine still exploded. But I fired the guns and it started to run and everybody reloaded. And I got the truck to go get drunk. Gene guzzled cans of hot beer. When out of nowhere there stood a bear. Can't stand France and Martha Stewart makes me sick. I'm a fart like fool kicked out of school.